Welcome to episode 9 of the Walk and Talk podcast. I'm Greg Johnson, and today is Tuesday, May 5th, 2020. In this episode, I'm going to review the apps that are on my iPhone that at this point have remained pretty much the same. I haven't really changed the groupings much or the apps that I'm using. I've been a user of the iPhone ever since the iPhone 1.0 came out. And so let me just give you the rundown. Now, first of all, one goal that I try to have for myself and for others who I'm helping is to either get all the icons to fit on the home screen, icons and groups, or if needed, perhaps have a second screen that has additional overflow, less frequently used groups and program icons. So on my home screen at the top, the very top row, I have some apps that I use frequently. So I kind of set those aside, and that is top left, I have the settings control app icon. Then to the left of that, messages, and then photos and camera. So those four I'm often going into. And then also on the bottom row, you know, that dock that's down there, those apps that get anchored to that dock, regardless of what screen you're on, I have the phone, email, calendar, and the web. So those four at the top and four at the bottom, those are the ones that I use most frequently, and that's a plan you would probably use or already are using, putting your frequently used apps in convenient locations. So from there, I have icon or app groups, and I have those organized alphabetically. The first group is effectiveness. So this is the second row of icons on the home screen. Effectiveness, then finance, then health, then music and audio. The next row, the third row, photo, relationships, technology, and travel. And then in the fourth row, video, web design, wallet, and contacts. And then the fifth row, I have something called auto sleep. It tracks your sleep when you wear an Apple Watch. So every morning I tap on that and do a screenshot of what my sleep was. The next icon over is home, so I can turn lights on and off using the app on the phone. Then Motion X GPS, that's a really handy GPS app that tracks where you go. You can turn on a recorder and track your travels on vacation, or if you're keeping track of work versus personal travel. And then the number spreadsheet, of which I have a lot of spreadsheets I use on the phone. And then the last row, I have Evernote and Lose It, which is a food tracking, meal tracking app. Okay, and on my second screen, I have five rows, basically, of additional categories, which are activism and Adobe apps, audio, so extra audio apps that I don't use as frequently, bicycle-related items, blockchain, those have to do with blockchain and cryptocurrency, then books, so, you know, Amazon Kindle, Apple Books, etc. Cards, like e-card apps, games, and then on, we're down to the third row now, Google, all the different Google apps, Hindi learning, so language learning in there, homes for just kind of looking up real estate information, and then language learning. So Hindi had a group of its own, then language learning is all other languages. And now on the fourth row, Lifeways, which is sort of like philosophy and religion. Microsoft, all the Microsoft apps and software for the iPhone. News would be different news agencies like AP Mobile, ABC, NBC, etc. And next to that is Newsstand, so more like magazines and newspapers rather than video news. And finally, the fifth row is just other, then there's one called Photo 2, so additional photo apps that I don't use regularly, then reference, and then there's one called Stats, so I get with stats. It's direct access to the stats for specific articles on the website. So I'm not going to go in too much to these different groups on the second page because that's not as critical. So from the home screen on the phone, if we go into some of these groups here, I'll start in the upper left below the top row, so the second row. Effectiveness has the calculator, clock, compass, lots of these utilities that come with the phone, the measurement tool, and then any other helpful kind of calculators. There's one called AppBox is a handy one. It has a whole bunch of utilities inside there, such as a level and currency calculator and some other things. So that's effectiveness. And then the next group over is finance. And in there, I have some apps from different banks and credit card companies, PayPal, the PayPal credit card processing app, as well as Square for processing payments, and other things that would be related to bills, like the mobile phone bill and internet service bill, electric bill, that type of thing. So everything related to finance in there. And then the health category is the third group over. And in there I put weather just because that sort of relates to, if I'm going to go for a walk, I might check to see how cold it is or if it's raining or whatever. So I have some weather apps in there. And the health kit or health center for the iPhone I have in there. And activity, which is kind of related to health, but it's a subset, so that if you tap on that on the iPhone, it shows you your workouts. And you may not know this, but you can sort of drill down into those workouts and see some details about what the weather was when you were working out. You can tap on a map and see specifically where you went for a bike ride or a walk or whatever. So that's kind of fun. And also in there is the watch utility. The reason I put that in there is because I primarily use the watch as an exercise and health tool. And on the bottom row, I have, more kind of health-related apps. And then if I, so basically there can be 9 icons in a group. So I have my 9 most commonly used icons and apps there. And then as I kind of scroll in further, there will be other apps as well. So that's the health group. And then in music and audio, I have the iTunes music player, the iTunes store, GarageBand for composing music, voice memos, which is a built-in app on the iPhone for recording audio. And then other like music and audio related apps. So Spotify for music. Anchor is the podcast app that I use. Ferrite is a really nice audio editing tool that works even better on an iPad because you have a bigger screen. And then if you just, if I continue here, there's podcasts, SoundHound, I should mention also, that lets you, essentially, it will listen to a song and then it'll tell you what the song is. So that's the full second row, effectiveness, finance, health, and music audio. And then the third row is photo. So lots of apps relating to editing photos, adding filters to photos, sharing photos. Instagram is in there. And I have a few pages there of different fun photo tools. The next group category over is relationships. So that for me is just social media, ways to interact with people, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, as well as Zoom for video chat or the WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, FaceTime for video chat, etc., would go into there. And the next group over is technology. So the standard, App Store for software for apps for the iPhone and Apple Store if I wanted to buy something using the app, although I usually do that with a full computer and a browser. But also under technology would be just sort of odds and ends like Dropbox or Box cloud storage for files. TeamViewer is a remote support software program. Tile for the Tile app, which basically lets you track your suitcase or backpack or whatever. If it's lost, it can help you find it. And then some other just tech tools. There's one called Mac Tracker, which helps you look up hardware specifications and software specifications for Apple technology, and some network analysis tools, printing tools, scanning, all kinds of things like that in technology. So it's kind of a grab bag in there. And then the fourth item over in the third row is travel. And there are a lot of travel apps, maps I have in there, Google Maps and Apple's Maps program. In Iowa City, we have an app that we use called Bongo, which is for the local transit, the bus stops, for both Coralville, Iowa City, and the University of Iowa's free student transit system that's open to the public. And then an app to control the car, you know, to start the car or, you know, lock the doors or open the doors or whatever. And then airline apps for different airlines, car rental apps, Airbnb, AAA. So lots of things related to travel and hotels and that sort of thing. So now we're on to the fourth row. It begins with a group called video. And in video, there is both video making and video watching tools there. So Apple TV, the remote control for Apple TV, Internet Movie Database, IMDb is a nice app for looking up information about movies and actors and actresses, that type of thing. There's also YouTube. The YouTube app is in there, iMovie, PBS video, tap on that to watch PBS, IPTV for Iowa Public Television. Those are some of the things that I have in there. Netflix also. Okay, and the next group over is web design. And in web design, I have some apps that you might not expect to be there, but Facebook Page. So the app for the iPhone that lets you look up and manage your Facebook pages, I have that in there because that's something I would do in conjunction with creating a website. I'd want the social media presence for it. And along with that is a Tumblr app, some stats to manage and look at the visitors for websites. MailChimp is an email newsletter subscription system. Firefox, so an alternate browser to check and see what websites look like from another browser. And there's some others there. WordPress has an app that you can use to manage your sites. The next group over is wallet. So I mentioned previously that the finance category, the finance group, has credit cards, banks, maybe some monthly bills that would have apps associated with them. That would be in finance. In wallet, it's more like specific stores. The grocery store has an app. The gas station has an app. So you use the app at the gas station to identify what pump you're at and to select to start the pump. So if it's raining or cold, you can kind of get a lot of the process started, and all you need to do is get out of the vehicle and pump the gas. So, and that's through BP. And that app is called BP Me. But there would be other sort of purchase-related apps in there, like one for USPS, United States Postal Service, ordering pizza from Domino's, or the Menards app, different Bed Bath & Beyond, CVS, just all those kinds of what would have been like store reward cards, which are now in the form of apps. And you can bring up your phone and get credit for purchases. REI Co-op, Target, you know, the list goes on. So that is all under Wallet. And Apple actually has an app called Wallet, which contains credit cards in there for making purchases. So everything kind of purchase related is in Wallet. Then the next item over is not a group, it's just contacts. And I put it there because if you're holding the phone, for me, if I'm holding the phone in my right hand, I can easily just tap on contacts and look up a name. So I might put my frequently used apps I mentioned at the top of the screen, at the bottom of the screen, and then also within thumb's reach from the right-hand bottom side of the phone. So from here on, that's what we're, I have so contacts then. And then in the fifth row is a sleep app, home, turning lights on and off, an app for that, and a GPS. So when I'm going on client calls or sometimes just traveling or whatever, I like to track, you know, start time, end time, and then what route I took. It's real handy for going back and tracking things. Spreadsheets, the numbers app, and in there are a lot of different spreadsheets, almost like apps. When I go into them, instead of seeing a traditional spreadsheet with lots of rows and lots of columns and tiny font, I go into one of these and I'm presented with a form. Actually, it looks more like an app. And each time I enter a new record into, you know, the spreadsheet using this form, it's adding a new row, a new entry in the spreadsheet. But entering it is just a lot easier. So bigger fonts, easier to read, less chance of making a mistake when you're typing something in. There are drop-down menus for these different spreadsheets. So I have one for health, measuring my weight every day, you know, with the car mileage and fuel efficiency, lots of things like that. So that's almost like a whole world into itself in that numbers spreadsheet. And that really makes data entry and creating your own big data very easy. It's from Apple. And on the last row then, the sixth bottom row above the dock, I have Evernote, and that's an app for typing notes into the phone. You know, the iPhone comes with its own notes app, and that works really well. There are some things that I like about Evernote. For example, it can run on a Windows computer or on an iPhone. It's multi-platform. It could run on Android. So I like that. And there's some features that I use in Evernote that aren't available in the Apple Notes app. And finally, Lose It is a meal tracking and fitness sort of app. It integrates with your watch, so it keeps track of how many calories you're burning above and beyond your normal, like, daily burning of calories, which for many people is like 2,000 calories or 2,500 calories a day. And then the last two spots are just empty. And I would recommend on your phone to keep empty spots at the bottom. So if you're adding an app or you're moving an app to the home screen, you're not bringing an app onto the home screen and subsequently pushing an app or a group off to the other screen. It just makes organizing a lot easier. So you always have an empty space there to move things around. It's just a little trick that is very helpful. And that's basically the home screen. That's what I'm focusing on from day to day. I sometimes will jump out to the second page of icons that are all in these other groups that I mentioned. And you know, I don't use those frequently enough, but let me just say some of the main categories, like the Google apps. I like to have those different apps in there, the Google Drive app, Gmail, Google as a browser, and keep those organized. Sometimes somebody will send you a spreadsheet or something using Google Docs, and it means you can just easily open that up and use it. Same with the Microsoft group. But otherwise, those are apps that I don't use frequently and probably wouldn't be of interest to people, although I'd have to know what your specific, you know, uses are. So anyway, I hope that this quick review has been useful and maybe given you an idea of how to organize some of your own apps on your phone, particularly this idea of having everything on the home screen and using groups. For people that are new to the iPhone, I'll mention that to create a group, you would just drag one app icon over top of another. And the way to do that is to tap and hold on an icon. And then once you are tapping and holding on it, you'll notice the icons are jiggling. So that means you can start moving them around. And when you move an app over top of another one, a group is created and you can give that group a name. So that's how you can start organizing these icons and apps by category, which I think is really helpful. Well, thanks again for listening to this episode of the Walk and Talk podcast. I really appreciate all the subscriptions, the comments, the follows, the shares, and I look forward to sharing more with you again soon. Take care.